The story is a cautionary fable. It shows how a character's life can be changed by fighting a war which he knew nothing about, which he was basically tricked into fighting. So I think in contemporary times, there are also wars which the participants have been tricked into fighting for a cause which they have no connection with, which they don't understand properly, which alters their lives in ways they could not predict before they got involved in it.
In your story, Africans are described as foreign and exotic, with tails, and their remains have to be chopped up in order to prevent their spirit from being reborn. Are those sort of views commonplace today, do you think?
I think there is a danger that any group of people from anywhere in the world can be stereotyped. That was what was done during the Second World War on the Burma front, oftentimes with the aid of the British as a propaganda tool against the Japanese also. So I think for Africans, but for any group of people in the world, one must be careful and one must always be alert so that the complexities of the individual must be stressed rather than the reductive aspect of identity.
Do you see any connection with the brutality you describe in your story and the sort of acts of violence that are carried out regularly in your home country of Nigeria?
On a metaphorical level, but the story is not only about brutality, just as Nigeria is not only about brutality. So I think it just tries to show how a particular individual's life was altered by participation in a campaign which he was tricked into.
This prize recognizes African writing, but the prize itself is based in Western Europe. Do you think Africans should be doing more to promote their own literature on home soil?
There's no doubt about that at all. It's always great to have multiple platforms to promote African literature. And I think the Kim Prize is a bit lonely now. I mean, there are a few others, but they are not enough. And I think we need more from the African continent itself and also from outside, just to have a diversity of angles towards African literature, for want of a better term. Because African literature is so diverse, I mean, from North Africa, from Central Africa, from West Africa, then across languages, Portuguese, English, French, and even the indigenous languages. We need far, far, far more platforms, not just the Kim Prize, to promote and recognize the diversity and strength of creative voices on the continent.
Going back to your writing, what's the moral of your story? The main character, Bombay, he comes back from Asia and war to form his own republic.
I would not reduce this story to a mere paraphrase, but I would just say it is cautionary that Bombay's perspective was altered on the war front, and he comes back to create his own republic. At the end, I'm not sure it ended very pleasantly for Bombay. So I think I would leave it to the reader to interpret what his post-war actions mean and imply, but just a metaphor, I think. And every reader will have his own take on his post-war actions, I think.